We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We have been going through the latter part of this particular chapter as we look at these very concise statements that are given by the Apostle Paul concerning the Christian walk. These are addressed to Christians. And we come now to verse 19, where we read this very short four-word sentence, "Quench not the Spirit." Quench not the Spirit. The Spirit of God, according to the New Testament, indwells every believer's heart and life. He's not in pieces and parts. He doesn't come, you know, the head one day and then the foot the next day. We have a person that indwells us, the third person of the Trinity. And it is possible for Christians to quench the third person of the Trinity. Now, when we say the word quench, we're talking about the idea and the concept of putting out a fire, so to speak. If you're to quench a fire, you take a bucket of water and you throw it on there and you put the flame out. And the Bible indicates and uses that idea to communicate the truth that it's possible for Christians to throw water on the power of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, fire is a powerful thing. Fire can be deadly. The Bible compares the tongue to a fire and says that it can destroy much with its flame because of its not being in control. And so we know fire is very powerful, and the power of the Holy Spirit is manifested in every Christian's life. But a Christian can begin to do things in their life that quenches the Spirit's power that should be manifested in the life. And the Apostle Paul writes and says, "Quench not the Spirit." In other words, we are to live in such a way, in obedience to the authority of the Word of God, in the obedience to the authority of God over us, that we do not in any way inhibit His power being manifested in our lives. I want to encourage you this morning. We live in days where self is lifted up to unbelievable heights, where God is just a patch on the sleeve, and we'll give God a few token visits at church, and we'll do, you know, some things. We'll remember God. We'll pray at lunchtime, or we'll do those kind of things. And some people think that's the whole orb of Christianity. That's very little. That's very little. As a matter of fact, I would say that's mostly paganism. We have a responsibility as Christians to submit ourselves under the control of the Holy Spirit, who is the person of God living within us. And we are to allow Him to work in our hearts. We are to allow Him to demonstrate the Word of God and to teach us from God's Word and to show us those areas of our lives where we have sin. And when we refuse to listen, we are quenching the work of the Spirit, and therefore we are not fully benefiting from the blessing of the third person of the Trinity dwelling within our hearts and lives. And so I want to encourage you. We need the Spirit's power today at Grace Bible Church in this hour. We need the understanding of the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray. We're going to sing. Both of those things in 1 Corinthians 14, we're commanded to sing with the Spirit and with the understanding also. We're to pray with the Spirit and with the understanding also. Everything we do in this church service should be empowered and strengthened and enabled by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, will He be quenched today in your heart and life? I'll show you a simple way to do it. Don't pay attention. When you sing, don't sing with any kind of effort. Just take your time. If you're a Christian now, you're in the throes of quenching the Holy Spirit, because He is involved in both of those things. And so I want to encourage you from God's Word this morning to enter into the singing with all of your heart. If you love Jesus, then just let it go. "Well, I don't know how to sing very well." Let me tell you something. If it's coming from a heart of love for God, God receives it. Do I hear an amen? Well, it got kind of quiet there real quick. Huh? Yeah. Some people think that God only receives beautiful sounding voices. Make a joyful what? Noise unto the Lord. Now, it's nice to have a beautiful voice, but that should not keep you from honoring Him with your voice. And so when you pray, you are praying to the God of heaven. Pray with Spirit-controlled understanding. That means let Him control everything. And so I want to encourage you, don't quench the Spirit of God today. If you're a Christian, let Him do His work in your heart and life. Don't get in the way. Get out of the way. And let Him do His work today in your heart and life.